Joining us once again, one of our oldest friends in the world. Can you believe it? His name's Jared McGowan. He's with Snitch and Lens. How you doing?
Welcome.
Man?
Welcome, oh, Jared.
Oh, my God. Thank you. It's such a privilege and personal achievement to be back.
We know, man.
It's an honor to have you. And, like, I got to say, straight up, I think you surpassed me and Snitch's friendship. Because we've known each other since kindergarten. Mm. I've only known you since year one.
It's true.
I can't trust you anymore, Snitch. Even though I've known you all these years and, you know, we've lived together.
We've constantly bang on about the fact that we've known each other for so long.
But
and then
Jared,
suddenly,
yep.
Jared, this guy shows up one day.
Oh.
Grandfather ruled in.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like this is my best primary school friend with high school friend.
So we got an announcement.
There
we
go.
It's the Jared and Lynch
show. He's here to kill me and take my place.
We'll give you a little time to get your shit together.
Yeah, we're going to do a quick little podcast till we get down to the sacrifice.
Get the hell out of the apartment. Jared's moving in.
We'll move out from there. Now, mate, we got to talk because last time we spoke, you've come a long way.
Oh, my God.
You were kind of, doing open mics and stuff when we first spoke.
Now
you're doing a fully fledged Jared show, your own show.
Yeah.
It's running for...
And also, still open mics.
Great.
So you can still catch him out in the streets, you know?
Yeah.
As well. You're not too far above us that we can't catch you on the podcast yet, let's be honest.
No way.
I think I've seen you twice, man. I saw you at Fuck Club.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? And that was a crazy night. You were good. Like, the whole bunch of people were great. And that guy ended by throwing up on that Justin Bieber poster. Do you remember that?
I remember that shit.
He ate the eggs and the milk and then stuffed his fingers down his throat and then vomited on the Bieber shirt.
Yeah. I'm glad it took you to that show.
Yeah. I was just like, wow, Jared's going places. This is phenomenal.
He's opening for this guy.
Damn.
Whoa. And then you were at the comedy lounge, I think it was, comedy club in...
Surry Hills?
No, in...
Comedy store.
That's it.
Yeah.
Comedy store. Yeah, you were great then as well.
Yeah, that's a good room.
That was the Raw finals, I think, or Raw semifinals.
Yeah, didn't win, so obviously not that good.
No.
I've seen some of the winners, and let's just be off. Come on, mate.
Come on, boys.
Yeah.
but speaking of which, where in, I guess, Sydney is the best room? And where's the worst room? What's the best experience you've had in a room or the worst experience you've had in a room?
I think, like, in the country.
Okay, in the country.
Probably the best room's the Comedy Store.
Okay.
Right.
It's just the best. Like, perfect setup, perfect lights, great crowds, 350 people. They're tight. The stage, it's something just special about it. It's where everyone wants to play.
Right,
that's cool.
It's the best.
Whereabouts is that, sorry?
It's in Moore Park.
Okay.
It's the one we were just talking about.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Remember a minute ago?
Yeah. I thought you said in the country. I was like, outback somewhere. Yeah. I was like, wow, where's that? Wagga?
That's where they put it.
That's where everyone wants to play.
Let's put the biggest destination comedy club in the middle of nowhere.
Wagga, yeah. Stand back. Where's the heated? Where's the worst? What's the experience
well,
you got?
Well, like, on any given night. Wherever I am could be the worst. But I don't know. The open mics, just open mics. Like, you just don't know. Like, they could be great or shit. Like,
yeah.
It could
be
unfair on whatever venue I name to be like, you guys suck. It's not their fault. It's just crowds. Like, sometimes crowds, sometimes it's bad crowds.
Because the venue's having a go and, like, putting you out there and just like, hey, let's give this comedy stuff a go. Yeah. And
you know, one of the longest running podcasts ever, this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Yeah, maybe. Man, you wouldn't want to get a bad name on this podcast.
No.
All five people listening would never go to it again.
Like, fuck that Jared guy.
Five, three of them in this room.
Yeah, exactly.
That's three ticket sales.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it would be four, but my mum's not here at the moment.
Rats Wanda.
Come on. Oh, you remember her name. That's impressive. Yeah.
I actually saw your mum the other day.
Yeah,
believe it or not.
Me. That's why I decided to get in touch.
Oh, no way. Oh, there we go.
She wants her money back, Lindsay.
Oh. Me and my dad were down at Aldi and we saw your mum. Yeah. We started chatting away.
Fiend for Aldi, my mum.
You were with your parent and you saw Jared's parent.
In fact,
what are the chances
the
of that happening?
The last two times I've seen Jared's mum, I've been shopping with my parents.
How often do you shop with your parents?
I don't know. Apparently a lot. You don't, and having to bump into Mrs. McGowan.
You don't live at home.
Yeah.
I know, but like when I go home, I'm like, let's go get some groceries, guys. It's just like, there's nothing else to do on the Hawkesbury.
I suppose they want to spoil their favourite son. Yeah. Come on, mate. Get in the car. We're going to Aldi.
Yay. Aldi biscuits.
We're going to buy some digestives, guys. Go on. This is exciting.
This is a great day.
Aldi's off the chain. It is. So good.
We literally, and this is not even a joke, we literally don't shop anywhere else. Yeah, we're a walking advertisement for Aldi.
I checked your IGA out because I always want to see know, what's going on. If I'm in a suburb, I want to go see.
That's the first place.
Yeah, just suss it out, you know, see what the vibe is.
And what's your verdict?
I'm not crazy about it.
No, yeah. Neither are we.
It's fucking expensive down there.
Yeah, we go down there for like, I don't know, a packet of chips. Or like Milo, do you know the small tins? Like $5. That's, I was like,
You can't charge that for Milo. Pretty wild.
Yeah, it's like, pretty ridiculous.
From IGA, I was looking at the, I thought maybe I'll get a can, a drink or whatever.
Yeah.
$3.
Wow. $3 for a can of drink.
Milk can. I'm like, this is like Taronga Zoo price.
Yeah,
man.
Oh,
that's
man.
Insane.
Yeah. Oh,
man. So is that your kind of go-to if you go into a suburb to check out Niger?
Yeah,
the price you look at is the can. Well,
oh. Pretty much. And it, I think you'll find good indicator.
Yeah,
it's
not a bad indicator.
If, like, if it's like a dollar, it's like, oh, it's a good IGA. Like, yeah. They, you know, then I'm trying to mug me off too hard here.
Well, where's the dollar, mate?
Where's dollar, man?
Where do you get a dollar can? A dollar a can.
You can get a IGA Leichhardt. I think it's $150, which is fine.
That's fine. That's fine. Completely That's like reasonable. 2,000 prices.
This is pretty good, man.
But $250 to $3,
You're not paying more than $250 because when we were in high school, you'd get a bottle of Coke for $250.
Yeah.
But that was so many years ago with inflation and
inflation,
such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
were lucky to actually have a soft drink at our high school, to be fair. We didn't have it originally, did we? Didn't have the machine.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old I shouldn't say the name, but the old high school.
Let's bleep that out.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't have the can machine for until like, I don't know, year 9 or something.
Yeah.
Just before that.
Year 10. Diabetes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that was pretty
it.
Much it.
That's what broke it for me, and ever since, so I've just been losing limbs.
Oh, now, nice green foot you have there.
Yeah. You mentioned that you got in touch with Lindsay because you saw his...
Yeah.
His your mum saw his dad and Lindsay out in the street. But also you mentioned that... I don't know if we can talk about this, but there was a joke that you wanted to ask me about.
Yeah, and I didn't, and just started doing it anyway.
What's this joke?
Like I said, this isn't going to get WTF podcast in here. We're like, man, I can't believe you've done that.
I have a joke that rarely works, but I am very fond of.
Okay, do tell.
Well, I won't do the joke, but it's just, I had this memory, but all memories are dubious. I've just found this out. Do you know about this? All memories are dubious. Like,
what does that mean?
Crazy. It means like you... They did some test. Oh man, I should have done my research before this. But they did some like research thing where they showed people pictures of 10 places in the world, like people that have been around Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying, do you remember this city? Do you remember this city? Do you remember this city? And one of the 10 was fake. And then they asked them about it and no one picked the fake one. And
really?
Even worse, people, like when they were further pushed on it, like, what do you remember about this town? They would tell you things like, I remember there was a good chocolate shop. There was this and that. Because your mind will just connect gaps.
That's
and
crazy.
Make it real. So memory is like fluid. It's not in stone.
Oh,
so,
mate, I'm already aware that my memory is completely fucked. Like, I can't remember a couple of days ago. That being said, Lindsay does tend to have a fairly photographic memory.
I've got a pretty good memory.
He can pick a jumper out of his closet right now and tell you exactly where he got it and what date he got it on.
That's
all
great.
That kind of shit.
Yeah, I know.
It's crazy.
I got
but
these,
even you would have gaps that your mind would just put...
Oh, yeah.
I remember this is a crazy... I was with my friend Damien. You guys know Damien?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember
We went to high school with him, yeah.
I remember being in his room when I was 15 or 16.
Yeah.
And on the wall, there was a poster of Arsenal Football Club.
Yeah.
And I remember him saying to me that all the players in Arsenal all but one are over 6 foot, and that's why they win so many headers, and that's why they score so many goals.
Right.
Damien's whole family for the last 400 years have supported Chelsea. Like, he's never had an Arsenal poster. That never happened at all.
That's crazy.
But I must have been somewhere where there was that poster, and then I was in that room, and my mind just put it together. And I remember, like, I can right now remember standing there looking at it and him telling me that.
Well, Arsenal and Chelsea, aren't they both, like, red?
North London. No, red and blue.
Red,
there's no way it happened. It's impossible.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but that's why I'm just getting into this bad now.
Is you didn't dream it or something?
Well, maybe I did. Like, there's something that's kind of made it, like, it made it in there somehow.
And you thought it was legitimately real?
Yeah, yeah, and for the longest time, I was like adamant it was. I was like, no, you had that poster. And he's like, it was my room. Like, my whole family has supported Chelsea back 10 generations. Why would it be there?
You know what I reckon it is? I reckon this is some viral marketing shit from Arsenal. They've incepted you and put this memory into your head.
Maybe.
That's the future of marketing right there.
Support Arsenal. Yeah.
I already do.
Oh, that's great then.
Yeah, that's what you think.
Oh, but did I choose
2 years ago, you said you supported Chelsea.
And Liverpool before that.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, if anyone's dumb enough to get got 3 times by Inception, it would be me. I'm going to walk out of here supporting Audi, probably. Actually,
did you support Manchester United as a kid?
Oh, here we go.
Now. It was Manchester City.
Mr. Photographic memory right here.
Or I'm just a flake.
Oh, yeah. It's like, he's one of those guys. Yeah. Who's supporting NRL now?
Me. What's that team?
that's a good sign.
Yeah, the one. No, I guess the Eels. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm an artist now. I don't really watch sports.
Whoa. you are a hipster.
totally understand,
like being back at Rudy Hill.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Now, when you were younger, going back to your kind of younger years...
Which we've already agreed is dubious.
Yeah, which is very dubious. Yeah. And I'm going to say, I reckon if we could all remember it, it's pretty good that happened.
Definitely.
But I remember you being a funny kid. Like, you were just always a funny kid.
One of the greats, I remember a lot of people saying.
Yeah, one of the greats.
I think we're going stretching it a bit far there.
No, I remember everyone saying I was one of the greats.
One of the greats. We go back to Arndell, and it's like Jared has a plaque there. One of the greats. The funniest kids.
Doesn't even say what I'm great at.
It's just great.
One of the greats.
Top-notch kid. But I just remember you being very funny. Was there any point when you were younger that you ever thought, like, stand-up? When did you figure out that stand-up was, like, an actual thing that you could do?
Yeah, when did it just go from being telling funny jokes to actually being it professionally?
I guess even now, I'm, like, semi-professional. Not really professional. Like, I get money from it.
Don't put yourself down.
Oh, no, it's fine. I'm happy with where I'm at. You know, like, I'm not famous, but I can do the job.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun. It's a fun life. You travel around and do stuff. But yes, it was. It took me ages to get started. I didn't start till I was 24, nearly 25.
Okay.
I'm 29 now.
Yeah.
So that took me a long time to start. But I remember watching like Seinfeld and just being like, oh, I can't do this. Like, I could never have these thoughts.
Yeah.
But that's just, I just wish I'd been exposed to more comedy or whatever.
Yeah.
But so it's like, oh, I don't do this, but I could maybe do something else.
Where
like, this is a different style. But that was, you know, Seinfeld was everywhere, and that was comedy, and you're like, jackets, and, you know, really, I love Seinfeld. He's a great...
Oh, yeah.
He's a great comedian.
Yeah. But it's just not... I just could never do it that way. He does it, like, just sort of, like, very methodical. And,
I like the idea of the first time you going up to do your very first open mic, and it
being
like,
what's the deal? Airplane peanuts.
Because you just hadn't seen anything but Seinfeld up to that point. It'd be amazing. That'd be a great starting point to go from.
Yeah. Well, it's... Yeah, you see it. Like, I guess, like, people just trying to...
imitate Seinfeld?
Or just other people. There's a lot of, like, really, I would say, poor man's Jim Jefferies out there now. Like,
you know, really?
Like, yeah, because it's like anyone super popular, like, it'll...
He's massive now, isn't
he? Yeah, he is. So, like, it trickles down, and it's like people that come into comedy.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, well, that's the influence. So they're like, like, they're just kind of doing that.
So there's just a lot of trend comedy, like what's in vogue at the time.
Yeah,
and like,
I
this guy's
so.
Popular, let's just imitate him.
Yeah, or... I don't even know if they mean, like, everyone has influences, myself included.
Yeah.
But it is like you do see sort of styles.
Okay.
I've only been doing it 5 years, but I've seen styles kind of come and go and die.
Come and gone?
Louis C.K.
Just about to say Louis C.K.
Yeah, there used to be a lot of, like, Louis C.K. because when he was just so big, it just...
Yeah.
A lot of people, like, would talk like this, and, you know, and then I was there with my asshole, sort of, like, kind of...
Yeah.
That sort of cadence. But that's kind of gone now.
Classic Louis C.K. joke there with my arsehole.
Yeah.
I can't quite recall that one.
No, you know, it's on that album.
Yeah, yeah.
It's me and my butt. Or
me and my butt. Fair enough.
Yeah, I believe it was live at the Apollo where he did that one.
But what influences do you have? Like, where are you heading now? Is there someone you're really digging at the moment in terms of comedy?
Yeah, well, there's a bunch of local guys. I'm like, they're... dudes that have been about doing 8 or 9 years.
Okay.
Like, super into.
Give us a rundown.
Like, I'd love to, two guys I can think right off the top of my head, John Cruikshank.
Okay, yeah.
And Eric Hutton. These kids are like doing it about getting close to a decade, and they're both brilliant.
Sydney-based, Melbourne-based?
Sydney-based, yep. But they travel around a bit. But I think Eric is in Edinburgh for a long time.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, they're great. They're super good.
Amazing.
And it's cool. Like, there's a good scene now. It's a lot of local dudes are real good. But I guess, like, bigger influences. Like, I love Bill Burr. I think he's super funny.
Yeah,
He's amazing. Yeah, we've binged on a lot of Bill Burr probably in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Because even, you know, he was kind of hotter before that. But we've just been stumbling across these pretty amazing animated videos that people have been doing of him. And it adds another layer.
The Netflix ones or the...
No, it's not Netflix. It's just literally his podcast that someone's animated stuff to.
Mm.
But it's really well done. So it's a kind of a layer of great editing
with
Bill Burr. And you can't really get much better than that.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Like the Ricky Gervais shorts, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that was sick.
Similar
as well.
Style.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. So apart from Bill Burr and a couple of the Sydney comics, are there other ones that are kind of floating around? Do you take influences from anything that isn't comedy? Because I always think about that with comedians, because like, you always think of your kind of top comedians.
Yeah.
But there's so many other entertainments out there.
Well, I guess like
is David Copperfield kind of getting in there a bit? You know, is there a bit of drama to it?
I wish. If I had any other skill, I'd be doing that. Magic music. I just can't do anything, so I'm trapped.
No. We're all trapped. We're not very talented. We just let people think that we are.
Yeah, well, this is the decade-long podcast is probably good proof.
But, you know, to be fair, you guys make so much fucking money from this.
Oh, man. Look at the view, mate. Of course. Screams money, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to ask. I saw that you were also in a group, and this is just through pure Facebook stalking.
Sure.
Was there a group called Rat House at one point that you were part of?
Oh, yeah. I used to live with a bunch of other comedians.
Right, okay.
And we were put on these really horrible shows.
It sounds great.
They're pretty funny, yeah.
I think one of my favorite photos that I saw of Rat House on Facebook was a panoramic view of someone's room, but in the mirror was him completely naked.
That's Henry, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
good guy?
Yeah, he's great. He's it's cool. Everyone in that house has gone on to great success, except for me, which is nice.
Oh. What are they up to?
Well, Sam's got a Comedy Central TV show. I think it's going to be a series. Henry has just finished filming a 12-part series for the ABC that he wrote.
Whoa.
Clinton was runner-up in Raw last year. And
we've spoken about Raw before.
Yeah, but nationally.
That's crazy, wow.
And I'm doing open mics, so, you know, what are you going to do?
Glad I dug up that little Facebook shit.
That's all right.
I don't mind. I'm happy.
Yeah.
But you were doing comedy like a few years ago, and then you took a little bit of a break to go work somewhere, is that right?
Yeah, I went and worked in a coal mine for 6 months.
Yeah?
Was that just to mine some gold material?
Yes.
Is that you kind of like...
To mine some get out of debt.
Yeah,
it's one I needed some cash and I was sick of being broke. So I'm like, I'm just going to leave.
That's pretty good.
Okay, cool. But you got like a lot of material and came back and you started smashing it up or?
Nah, not really.
Is there any material about the coal mines in
your... Yeah, I had one bit about it, but I don't do it anymore.
Oh, what was it?
I really wanted to hear something. Well, not now, obviously, but I was hoping that there was a lot in there. Because I feel like there must be some fucked up shit that happens around the coal mines.
Actually, you know what? I'll put it in the show now. I just remembered. I will add it in.
We influenced a show.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, that's
people
awesome.
Are going to get better laughs tonight. Go.
Well, not necessarily. We don't know if it's good or not. But
that's all right.
It's more mine laughs.
Yeah.
Have you got any jokes that you've just like, you know what? I really liked this when I came up with it.
Mm.
But this just isn't working with the crowd.
Yeah, I just keep doing it. By the way. I got a joke about the reject shop that works 1 in 10 times.
Oh, can you tell it?
Nah.
No material.
But I love it. I was like, I'll do it till I'm dead. I was like, this is one of the funniest things ever to me.
I do. You know, I fucking love the reject shop. It is amazing. Yeah, it is. I was wandering through it the other day. The
place is incredible.
There's so much shit in there.
Oh, man.
It's wicked. I nearly bought like a massive, massive 16-can thing of Mountain Dew. I don't even drink Mountain Dew, but it was so cheap. It was like $6.
Yeah.
Well, you see these 14 cans.
You see these posters up?
Yeah.
In the frames?
Yeah.
Reject shop.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's
$25.
Full of stuff from the reject shop.
It's great.
It's like the opposite of your IGA.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
You go in there and you get richer.
Yeah. They give you money on the way out.
Well, it seems like it. Look at these posters.
Just you know? Take it. Take it, guys. Here's some money.
Yeah, those are, they're pretty sick little frames you got there.
Yeah, I know.
Not bad.
They're not bad.
I was thinking that I'd got some good stuff in the Reject Shop, but it just doesn't top that.
No, mate. You got nowhere to go.
You get Lindsay from the Reject Shop.
Sales today, guys. I miss those guys. Do you remember the guys at the front of like Castle Towers who'd stand at the front of shops and just kind of try and get people in with a little mic and a little speaker? Do you remember those?
I don't remember Castle Hill, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like
at the front of the towers?
Or yeah, like, at the front of the towers, or like they'd go to different shops, even Rouse Hill.
I don't think the towers had a spruiker.
Literally had a spruiker.
Going to towers, we've literally got everything in here.
Discount chemist or somewhere like that.
A guy would stand out the front of the store and try and get people in.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that ever worked, did it?
Well,
have you ever seen that guy and just like, yeah, you know what? This is a place. This is an establishment.
Well,
that
I don't
needs
know.
My money.
I don't know about that, but I know, like, you know, there's like charity people or whatever. Like,
yeah.
They hang out in the street and they're like, you know, hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah.
I remember I was always like, oh, man, I could never, ever be tricked by one. Not that it's a bad thing or anything, but it kind of is a bad thing.
Yeah.
I fucking hate them. They're annoying as
everyone
hell.
Everyone hates
and you
them.
Sign up, if you sign up that way, I think of the first year, 20% of your donations make it to the charity and the other 80 go to the marketing company.
No.
So it's like, that. It's crazy. And then it goes down every year. So it's like second year, it's 60% of your donation hits the charity, 40% still to this dickhead marketer on the
that's
street.
That's ridiculous.
Dropping truth bombs here, and now I hate them even more. I didn't even realize that.
But I knew that and I thought I would never be tricked by them because I knew that.
Yeah.
And then once this girl.
Now, like, there we go. There it is.
They got a girl.
It's not even like that. Like,
tight shirt.
It's not like
no
she was,
bra.
It's not like she was super hot. She was just like so engaging and she just stopped me and started talking to me. And then before I knew it, I don't remember what happened, but then she had my bank on the phone. And then
on the
suddenly,
phone?
Yeah, like it all happened so quick. And then they were like, can you authorize this and we'll start deducting the money? And I was about to go overseas for like 6 months and I was signing up for
a charity.
And then I was like, no, wait, I don't know how this happened, but I gotta go.
That's crazy.
And then I walked back there, because it was like in the park, and I was working in the city at the time, and I walked back with my mate at lunch, and I was like, this girl is amazing, like at what her job is, like she's crazy. And I think she saw me pointing, maybe, or whatever, she came straight over, she's like, what are you doing, guys? And then just like, tried to do it again, like suck us in, and I was like, but I was like, luckily he was there to pull me away again.
Like, that's crazy. I think it sounds like you run into an actual confidence woman by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it worked, like that power of suggestion stuff.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
I got to work on some of that. That sounds good.
I know.
Listen to this podcast, please.
Just hand it out.
Send your donations.
We need to go flyering, man. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
We've always planned on doing that.
Have we?
We've always had like these viral marketing ideas. Like, this is how we're going to get listeners to the podcast.
Hey, Michael, don't give away all our secrets. We've got some pretty good plans.
No, we don't.
No, I believe in our plans.
This could be a gold idea.
Okay,
here we go.
We need everything.
This is what we brought you here for.
Hide the recording of the podcast on like the sub audio levels of Fitzy and Whipper.
That's amazing.
Everyone's going to go out and be listening to it and then just like subscribe to the podcast. They get home and they start subscribing.
That's it. So the subconscious getting in there.
Yeah, like whatever that wavelength is, you know.
Yeah,
I'm sure you won't get fired for that at all.
No, of course not.
Mate, fucking they don't know what wavelength is.
Actually, they'll probably think it's cool.
That's not bad.
Shit, man.
By the way, can you put Fitz and Whipper in there, though? That'd be awesome instead of your random podcast.
How do you think Rove got to the top? Subliminal messages.
That's it,
definitely.
Yeah. And the haircut, man. That was a good haircut.
It is, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. Timeless.
It was bitching. He's doing pretty well these
days,
actually.
He's doing all right.
That's a sarcastic radio joke, by the way, because he's doing terribly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sam and Rove. Oh. Like I'm down in the ratings.
I'm not afraid to trash anyone on this podcast.
No, man, it's because no one listens to it.
He was in Finding Nemo, right?
Yeah, for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, but was he
the original?
Yeah, the original.
He was a crab.
Rove. Yeah, he was like rah, 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 rah,
and like fall off the thing at the end of it.
That's pretty good.
No, was he in who was the mine?
The what?
The seagulls.
I don't know.
That was another bloke.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I can't remember.
Well,
I guess
my only problem with Finding Nemo, which is my problem with a lot of movies, not enough Muppets in it.
Oh,
Muppets in it.
You used to love. What was the crazy Muppet you used to love?
Animal.
Oh, yeah.
Was that what your Facebook profile picked for a long while?
Yeah. What's
you're a proper Muppet fan.
It's great. They're all funny. They kill all the time. They're hilarious.
What do you think about the latest Muppet movies? Can you rate them?
They're all right. The first one back, the Jason Segel one, was pretty good, I think.
Oh, yeah.
The Ricky Gervais one's fine.
Yeah.
But Muppets from Space is, like, super funny. Like, they're still funny to me. I showed them all to my girlfriend, and she loves them.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, they're funny. They're funny movies.
You used to scare the crap out of me. the Muppets Christmas Tale, or whatever it was. Like, from the late 80s, early 90s?
Yeah.
That were the three ghosts of the Muppets? Holy shit. Who is the guy from Batman that's in it?
Michael Caine.
Yeah, Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Yeah, that one. Holy fucking shit. That's a scary movie.
Man,
the Muppets, man.
Not anymore. I check that one DVD. Out. I think the fear of it will not hold up.
Are you sure? I don't know, man.
I'm positive, trust me. They sing like every second line.
Yeah, that was terrifying.
I'll tell you, it's a scary movie. Have you seen The Babadook?
No, actually.
No.
Oh, that's my God.
The Babadook.
No, it's Australian. It's made in South.
I'm thinking something else.
It's got a scary sound. Hey, what happens?
In Adelaide. It is phenomenally scary. And it's not even...
I don't want to watch it now.
I watched it with my girlfriend, and we were hugging each other like two fraidy cats. Like, oh my God.
Damn.
Like, and it's not even... There's not like one bit of gore, not one bit of blood. It's just like...
Just suspense.
Suspense and thriller. It's scary as it's... So scary.
And it's an Aussie film.
Yeah, it's unreal. Right. I think it's like pretty big now. But they made it for like nothing and they got out there. I think it won awards and stuff, but it's off the chain.
What's it called? Babadook?
The Babadook.
The Babadook.
All right, we'll have to check that one out.
We're watching it tonight.
Sweet, yeah.
Right. I could not recommend the movie higher.
Right. Like, it was damn, really I've never picked you for a scary movie kind of guy.
Oh, I love him.
Really?
Yeah, I love him.
See, like, is it a jumpy movie? Does it have jumps in it?
Yeah, it's like...
I hate jumps in movies. Yeah, well, I hate like, jumpy ones.
It's very suspenseful, like, sort of thing. So there's going to be times where it's like, jump, but it's frightening, man. Like, truly frightening.
That's crazy. I saw The Grudge once. Scared the absolute shit out of me, that movie.
Yeah.
Freaked the fuck out of me. Not because it's that scary, but just the fucking jumps in it, man. I hate them.
Because I know so much about horror movies, but I can nearly pick them because it's like you can pick it off off the sound. Like
It
feels like they're following a formula, can't
they? Then down, then quiet, and you're like, well, it's coming. And then
The second I go to a movie where they start doing that and then they stop down and then you just don't know.
Here it comes, yeah.
Yeah, they give you a false sense of security. Anyway, I've got issues with horror films. Let's not delve into that right now.
Yeah,
watch it. I reckon you'll get into it.
Sweet, Babadook. All right. Jez, I've got a game here. Can I call you Jez?
Sure.
I've never called you Jez in my life before, but that just slipped out. But there you go.
Yeah.
Remember the teachers at our old primary school couldn't get your name right? Everyone used to call it Gear Art?
That's carried on to life.
Oh, really?
Really?
Doesn't stop.
Yeah, I'm so calloused, I don't care anymore.
But it's Jared seems like such a common, not common name, but fairly common, isn't it?
No, it's Gaelic, so the spelling's all wrong, and like it's just hard to... That's why I'll never be famous, because it's just like, why would you bother searching this? Like, it's too hard.
It's too hard.
It's too hard for me.
Okay.
I'm going to change my stage name to McGugan Live, I think.
That's not bad.
Hey, that's catchy.
Yeah.
Always live. Even when it's recorded.
24/7.
Fly somewhere, baby.
That's true.
The reason I know how to spell your name is because I remember your name was the only other name apart from my own, which is my last name, that that you had to spell.
I thought you were going to say, because I have the gift.
Oh, yeah. Because I can remember everything. No, because I remember having to spell my last name all the time because people never believe me that my last name was Snitch. Mm. So I'd always be like, S-N-I-T-C-H. But I also remember when you told people your name, you constantly spell it out as well. G-A-I-R-D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just the preamble to the last name, which is going to be wrong as well.
Oh.
McGowan.
Yeah, it's an E. It's normally not there.
Oh, yeah, there is too. Yeah, I never even picked it with your last name.
I just thought that was the way it was because I grew up with you. I was like, well, that's how you spell Jared and that's how you spell McGowan.
We didn't know any
I don't know any different.
Yeah, you know.
Didn't know any Gerards around.
Yeah.
Because Gerard's French, right?
No, Irish.
Gerard.
Oh, no, sorry. I meant like the original, well, not the original, but the Gerard.
Oh, yeah, I think so, yeah. Like Gerard.
Or Jared.
Jared. English or French, I don't know.
But isn't Jared originally from like the Bible? From Joshua or something shit?
Jesus. Joshua and Jared.
I don't know. Who knows?
Doesn't sound particularly...
I don't know.
Jazza.
There we go.
So I wanted to do a quick little game with
you. Go for it.
We're creating a new segment on the show.
Yep.
We do have segments every now and then. This is a bit more of a long form kind of thing. We're thinking about bringing back the old Salafat where we used to do long form interviews, and it's... They're not going to lie. It's your influence.
Yeah.
We're going to bring it back.
We're bringing it back. We're just like, you know what? We should have more guests. Jared's come on. We can get some more people on. Yeah. Jared, he's hitting up season two of Salafap.
Yeah, wow. This is the
you
first
are
episode.
The opening.
Making an announcement
episode,
now.
Yeah.
The opening hacked.
Yeah, that's it.
There we go.
We should have you as headliner, but.
Headlining Jared McGowan.
Yeah. Some words you'll never hear.
I want to do this segment. It's called Show You Working, all right?
Sure.
It's multiple choice. Very easy. Okay. But you have to show you're working, right? You've got to tell us why you picked it, basically.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like it.
All right. And it's based on hypotheticals. You ready for your first one?
Okay.
Off the top, you can host one TV show, okay?
Yep.
Out of the three, Family Feud, The Bachelor, or ABC 24 News.
Which one?
Which one do you choose?
And why?
All right, ABC 24 News is out immediately.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? Yeah, okay. That's... Well, I had a little addendum to that to say that it can't be main channel ABC. It has to be 24.
Just the
because
sideline.
Have you ever seen those guys?
It feels like the longest shift out of all three of those jobs, doesn't it?
I've seen people on there just, and I swear they just start kind of just drifting off halfway through sentences because they just have to keep talking.
They just have to say anything. Yeah. And just like, this is garbage.
Although you're doing an hour show later tonight.
Yeah.
If you don't have, if you've got 40 minutes of material, you've got to kind of.
You can transition
stretch it out, right?
Yeah, straight into ABC 24. I'm just like, this is news. Why not?
I won't hold my breath for that phone call.
All right, so out of the other
you,
two.
Comedy boy. Get in here and tell us about ISIS.
Well.
I think they're cool.
Gerard McGowan.
You heard it here from Gerfsov, Magusov. so that's out. Bachelor, I've never seen a minute of, so... It might be out as well. What was the first one?
The first one was Family Feud.
I've never seen a minute of that either.
But I think with The Bachelor, don't you get to date heaps of lovely and attractive ladies?
You're hosting it. You're not The Bachelor.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
I'll say no to The Bachelor because I met Andrew G once and he was quite nice.
Oh, right. Okay, so you don't want to take his job.
Yeah, I don't want to take his job.
Fair enough.
So I guess I'm hosting Family Feud. Is that Larry Ender?
No, Grant Denyer now.
Grant Denyer.
The little shorty dude.
Is he short?
Yeah, he's tiny.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. He's shorter than me, and that's saying something.
I feel like, of all the jobs to take, probably the guy I can bash.
So. Absolutely.
Oh, there we go.
Mate, you're like double his size. get that.
Well, if he comes back and tries to fight, you can just smash him up.
Hear that, Grant?
Yeah. Coming for you, buddy. Family Feud is mine.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, all right, cool, yeah.
Second question, here we go. Right, I'm glad we cleared that one up, Family Feud. You get invited out to a beer.
Already a hypothetical.
Oh, right. With Louis C.K.,
yep.
Will Anderson,
yep.
And Kid Rock, okay? But there's only three seats at the bar, so you have to send one of them home. Which one do you send home
to have a drink
with the other ones?
So easy.
Yeah.
Will Anderson.
Really?
Oh, how come?
Because he's already in Australia. Like, I've run into him before. I'll run into him again.
Yeah, he's running the same circles.
Kid Rock is the first on that list, guaranteed.
I love that.
He's a legit maniac. Who doesn't want to drink with someone who's probably going to burn the bar down?
Yeah, that's true.
That's 100. Like, he's. And, like, Louis C.K., sure, stay if you want, but me and Kid Rock are going to get weird.
I feel like he would get weird, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He's that kind of southern crazy dude.
He's fucking out mental. Of his mind crazy. Yeah.
Didn't he date Pamela Anderson at one point?
He did, yeah. Oh, they were married.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I remember seeing the marriage photos.
He's gone as far as anyone from a trailer park has ever gone before.
Yeah.
All the way to the top of the charts.
Like, man. The upper echelons of society. Kid Rock has really got there.
If Kid Rock can make it, anyone can.
Yeah.
That's the real message.
I think he's performing Donald Trump's campaign song at the moment.
No way.
I
mean,
he's insane.
Big. Yeah.
Like, this is incredible.
Yeah. So
that's
you go.
Who you want.
I'm glad you picked Kid Rock. I'm really
easy.
I'm happy for that.
Actually, you know what? Now I think about it, Kid Rock, it's got to be the first choice.
Yeah. Always.
He's got to be on there.
Yeah, for sure. Like, no part of him makes sense.
No, you're right.
A country hat with long hair, but he raps with shades and a singlet. Like, it's just... none of it makes
sense. The more
sense.
I think about it, the more I'm just like baffled.
Even his music doesn't make sense.
And it was number one. Yeah. Like, it's just going, my name is Kid Rock. And they're like, top of the charts.
How does that happen?
Yeah, there was a fucked up time there when nu metal and rap rock were like the number one songs
he
everywhere.
He had a midget in his crew for ages. Like, He's the best.
Oh,
Monster,
man.
Wow.
He owns Monster Trucks. Like, come on.
Yeah, Kid Rock has got his shit together.
How many Monster Trucks do you own? All right, if the answer's not over 5, yeah. We're not drinking.
Oh, man. I feel like we should kind of revise these questions and be like, do you want to have a beer with Kid Rock, Fred Durst, and the singer from Korn?
Jonathan like, Davies.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, yeah. Because that's just the ultimate kind of early 2000s crazy music.
Still be Kid Rock.
Yep, still Kid Rock.
Every time.
Right on.
Fair enough. Yeah, wow.
I kick Fred Durst out of there for sure.
Yeah. I was going to get rid of Kid Rock, but now I think about it, yeah, he's definitely sitting down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably got the biggest pull out of them. I don't know, we're getting way too into this, but he's probably got the biggest pull out of all of them as well. Because, I mean, Louis C.K., he's a big comedian, but Kid Rock, you know, he's opinionated.
You know what?
Like, he's political.
I'm liking Kid Rock
Trump's
right
second
now.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. He should be running the country. If he can come from a trailer park and get his life together and do all the things that he has done, he should run.
To be fair, I think he's back in the trailer park.
Well, who knows?
But he had a good run.
He's still better than Trump, maybe.
He's gone further than anyone of his like caliber before.
Absolutely. Okay, third question. Sure. Your car shits itself, okay?
Okay.
Three cars pull over to offer you a lift. Number one, a massive Hummer with dark tinted windows, okay? Number two, it's a bombed out Datsun.
Yep.
Dude in a blue singlet. And he's got a Southern Cross tattoo.
Okay. All right?
Number three, Domino's delivery guy is on an electric scooter.
All right, I'm going to have to go with my gut on this one and say Kid Rock, baby! Hey!
Kid Rock very well could have a Southern Cross tattoo and a bombed out Datsun.
Jump in, boy. Let's go for a ride.
He's probably in the Hummer, if I had to guess.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
I saw the logic. All right, so Domino's sucks. Yeah. So I don't want to get on that.
Oh yeah, we hate Domino's here. We don't get it every week.
Yeah, everyone.
We got it twice last week.
I know, because it's too cheap.
We can't turn it down. Cheap for cheap ass Tuesdays.
You nearly can't not eat it.
Codes that they give you, it's just like three pizzas for the price of two plus delivery garlic bread and a Pepsi,
and we'll suck all your dicks.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Sold. You've done it again, Domino's.
Yeah, I don't know. I get his son. Like wild, because it's like all the Italian area.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
And the pizza there, it's just like you can't go back.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
man.
Honestly can't go back.
We got to get it out.
Yeah. I should hit those pizza boxes before you got here.
Yeah.
just turn around and walk straight back out.
Oh man, there hasn't been a woman in this apartment.
That is true. I have a girlfriend for 4 years and she's been here like once. It's terrible.
It's not smart a good lady. Reputation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's very smart. Smart girl. All right, so are we going with the bombed out Datsun?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
All right, cool. Bombed out Datsun. One more. Sure. We won't pull this on too long, but you pull up to your favorite bar.
Mm.
They miss their delivery of booze. By the way, favorite bar.
Yeah,
in
what is your favorite bar? Or favorite bars?
Because you would, as a comedian, I assume you'd be out quite a lot, late nights, bars.
To be honest, I don't drink that much because during the week I drive a lot of places. Oh, right, but probably my favorite bar would be the Lounge in Surry Hills.
Oh, right, the Comedy Lounge?
The gig there is on Monday, but all the staff are great, and it's always a cool vibe.
Cool.
It's nice. Good.
I've been there for a couple of comedy nights back in the...
Yeah, it's great.
Back before I did breakfast.
It's always fun. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweet. It does have a nice vibe down there. It's kind of
all the guys
that
run it are cool.
Yeah.
Right on.
Is that where they do the pizzas and stuff?
Mm.
We've been there before. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So you pull up to the Lounge, right?
Yep.
They've missed their delivery for booze like 3 weeks in a row.
Brutal.
Okay. Only things they have left in the bar. Frozen daiquiris. Tui's old.
Yum.
Cascade Light. What are you going with?
I guess.
And you don't have to drive later.
Yeah, this is. Yeah.
How about
the second you pick one, just like, wrong. You're breaking the law, Jared.
How about I do have to drive later?
No. Your girlfriend's picking you up.
But her arms are broken, so I have to drive. Yes, and Lindsay. But I don't know. I've never had a frozen daiquiri. That sounds like fun, I guess.
Going to daiquiri.
Yeah, Tui's Old's fine.
Yeah.
I've never had Tui's Old. I just figured it was more of an acquired taste than the other
it's
general
like an
beers.
Older gentleman's kind of beer.
Yeah.
I remember some of the grubs that we we grew up with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're not naming names, but...
But they're at the... Was it the Tourmaline?
Tourmaline,
yeah.
Yeah. They're on Sundays. They do 50-50s. Just half to his old, half to his new.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah, it sucks.
Never heard of that.
Oh, I'm trying that out right now. That sounds awesome.
What's the deal? Is it extra cheap because it's a 50-50?
I don't know. It was
just a novelty.
Something. But, like, yeah, it's like half to his old, half to his new. And, yeah, they used to drink them. I was like, oh, okay.
That sounds all right.
It's fine, I think. But,
just drinkable?
It's just like...
It's different.
I think someone just had... 2 half of beers in a fridge, pour them into one cup.
50-50, like, yeah. Boys.
Can they rename it from the 50-50, just call it What's the Point? Why? Well, why would you do that?
Why can you not just taste one thing at once?
Yeah, exactly. They've got to get real creative with drinks down the old Torvo.
They've
got 4 on tap. Yeah. Let's mix it up a bit.
I think you'll find most great inventions came from the Torvo. Horse statues, 50-50.
There used to be a massive horse statue at the front of that. Mm. And one of the best things ever, and I thought it was the funniest shit when I was a kid, was that constantly people would go up to it and then put something through its dick.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
They put like a tree branch in there. Yeah. Or they put something.
Never not funny.
Yeah,
never
exactly. Funny. And yeah. Then they'll cover it up, and then like the next week there'd be something else and there'd be a stop sign in its dick. It was the best.
I thought the physics of that huge horse are interesting.
Yeah.
Because it stood there fine, like through worst weather conditions forever.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. And then when they took it down, someone like bought it or whatever, and it cracked like immediately.
Oh,
they tried
the
crane lift it, and the like supporting leg just snapped.
Oh,
really?
So now it's buried like from its hind legs up in the front of someone's paddock.
No way.
Yeah, I used to know where
that's
it was.
That's awesome.
I didn't know what happened to it.
We got to go check that out.
Now they've got the big picture of it next to it, don't they?
Yeah, they do. But like when it was the actual thing, like it withstood like all these huge storms and stuff.
Yeah, that was
the
so cool.
The second they moved it, just cracked.
So. That's unbelievable. Let's be fair here. Was it you that bought it, Jared? You seem to have a lot of detail about this.
I don't have that podcast cash, man. There's no way. I wish. Woof.
Oh, man. Man, I love the old Tormo. There's so many good memories from the old Tourmaline Hotel. Go check it out. It's down on Windsor Road.
Couldn't
tell you what number. No, but the thing on this podcast, we love endorsing stuff that has never given us any money or even any pleasure of any kind.
I'd like to give a big shout out to all our bullies.
Exactly, guys. Hope you're doing really well. Hope you've got great lives and you have lots of money. So we went to not only primary school together, but also high school.
Yep.
What is the kind of standout? Because like back in primary school, we kind of used to run in a similar group.
Yeah.
Mm. High school, we didn't run in the same groups anymore. But what's the kind of standout memories that we have of each other from those times, you reckon?
Oh, I got mine. Jared, I think it was like we were deciding.
He's pointing at him at the moment, by the way.
No, there
very
was
accusatory.
There was us three and another mate, Alex Hickman.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember me and Jared having a conversation like, who should be group leader? And I was like, well, we should have to pass a test. And then me and Jared were walking. And then
the test was, are you one of the greats?
Yes, you are. And then there was like this beehive. Then there was heaps of bees buzzing everywhere because it was windy. And I'm like, Jared, you have to run through there and not get stung.
Well, you sent Jared into a beehive to test his,
manly
his goal.
And then from there, he did it. Yeah. And then he was group leader from then on.
Sure.
And there that was that's how we formed as a group. Jared had the call.
Yeah. Wow. In charge and large, baby.
Yep. That's my fondest memory of you, Jared.
Your fondest memory.
Not being stung by me. Like,
wow, man. What a man.
Dude is killing it. Because you guys knew each other from kindergarten.
Yep.
And I joined in year one. I was a bit of a late addition.
Yeah.
I kind of got in there, kind of mixed things up a little bit.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Before it was just me, Jared, and Alex.
Yeah.
Who's a tank, by the way, now.
Yeah.
He's huge.
I have no doubt. There was no doubt in my mind that he would be a tank by the time he got to kind of this age.
Yeah. He's got kids. We haven't got kids.
He's got kids.
I think he's got two.
He's got two kids, yeah.
Yeah.
But he does know. Dude has never done anything but work.
Oh, he's a workhorse.
Yeah, he's a workaholic. That's all he does.
Legendary.
Even in high school, he was doing that. Because I remember I would walk back to... Because I went to my friend's place, which was close to school. So sometimes I'd walk back with Alex, and he wouldn't go home. He'd go to the mushroom factory to build boxes for mushrooms.
That's right, yeah.
He was like 15, 14.
Yeah, that's why he's going to be like retired in 2 years.
Exactly.
Like, penniless losers.
Yeah. We're going to be scraping.
Paying rent till we die.
Absolutely no doubt. Yeah, he's got a house now. He's got it all.
He's
sorted.
Doing well for himself.
Yeah, he's doing very well.
Fuck, he should have been group leader.
Yeah.
He should have run through those bees.
Should have seen his potential when we were younger.
We made that mistake. Hey, sorry, guys.
He wouldn't have run through the bees, man. He would have got that beehive down. He would have extracted the honey from it.
Yeah. Started a business.
Yeah.
He's the money man.
Yeah, he'd be running a massive honey business right now.
But what's your your most special memory of Jared?
Oh, well, it wasn't actually asking for special. It was just like memories that we really remembered of it. And I have this distinct memory, which I think you might find funny, Jared.
Sure.
We were driving home from primary school. And
drunk as hell.
Yeah, mum off her face. And we're going past the school and you're walking home. Mm. And mum was like, oh, there's Jared. And mum goes to me, she goes, is he a naughty boy? Is he a naughty boy? Somehow something had got through the grapevine that you're a naughty boy in primary school.
Oh, the naughty boy.
Yeah. And then mum knew about it because mum was a teacher, so she knew fucking everyone.
In trouble.
Yeah, that's it. Wanda, she knew. She knew
that. Us teachers are pretty gossipy.
The thing was, track record's like squeaky clean.
Exactly. You actually weren't that much of a naughty boy.
I remember interject with my story?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You're going to be the next one in. So.
Lindsay is probably very nice, very good, very well behaved. But I remember most of year two or three, not in class with you, just wagging, going to the bathrooms, hanging out, doing
smoking,
whatever.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Not smoking, but we just never went to class.
Didn't
we'd like Mrs. Peters, and we would just be like, oh we're going away, and then we'd just go do whatever we wanted.
Yeah, that's right.
Forever, like half a year. I don't think I learned a thing that year.
No, I didn't learn. And then we had that other guy who was crazy, who threw our mate across the classroom.
Who was that?
What was Who'd his
he
name?
Throw? Like, did he?
He
throw
threw Ashton Hopping. Term one,
I kind of remember that.
Yeah, it was. He started with B. I can't remember his name. It wasn't Bertram, but I did see that.
Burton.
No, was it Burton?
Burton was the teacher.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't him. I saw him the other day though, when I went down there to vote. I was like, "How you going, Mr. Burton?" He was it was pretty cool. And I can't remember his name. And Miss Peters.
Did he get fired for that? Throwing?
He got fired.
Brushed over the fact that this is throwing students around the classroom.
Yeah.
Like, how violent is our primary school?
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Or how bad was Ashton?
Yeah. Ashton was a little shit. He was a little shit.
At like year three, he's driving someone to insanity.
Got him fired.
A real Dennis the Menace, that kid.
And he still is.
He's suspended for weed. I never even had weed.
Oh, what? He brought some...
He threw his wallet at me because he got kicked out of class or something. I was just, walking.
Yeah.
He threw me his wallet. He said, just quickly hide this. I'm in trouble. I didn't know anything about it. So I hid his wallet. And then, sure enough, he... Mr. Webb, the old British...
That guy.
He used to be a detective. Like, if you think you're going to hold your story...
He will...
like a Scottish Yard detective.
He'll have a light in your face before you know it.
Yeah, he just, he'd break you down.
He was bad cop, and there was no good cop. No, it was just him.
But it's funny, because it's a testament to how good a detective or whatever he's at breaking people. All Ashton had to do was say that he didn't know or he lost his wallet. They had no proof, and then he would have got off.
Yeah.
But like foresight's 20/20 when you're a kid. But Webb just put the heat on him, on him, and eventually he snapped and just sold everyone out and was like, I gave it to Jared. And then...
So did you get suspended?
I was suspended,
I didn't even know that.
I didn't know anything about it. Like, I didn't know what was in the wallet. I didn't know anything. He just said, hide it. And I was like, he's... in trouble or something. So I just put it in a computer in the room I was going to. And then I got suspended for it.
That sucks. Jesus. You know what's funny? I got interrogated for that as well.
Yeah.
Because I was mates with him. And I had literally no idea because he hadn't told me anything about it.
He hadn't told me anything about it.
Yeah. But unfortunately, he gave you the wallet with whatever
that could have been
in it.
You snitch.
Yeah. If you'd seen me, he could have thrown it
to
me.
But my parents were weirdly cool about it because they were like, well, you didn't really do anything wrong and you just kind of, fell in with the wrong dude or whatever. But I didn't even think he was...
This is crazy. I had no idea that you're involved in that. I know this is going back. This is some deep cuts into lives.
A week.
A week? Wow. Yeah. That's a pretty long time.
Yeah.
It was.
I remember because Ashton was my mate back then. We used to hang out heaps.
Mm.
My dad found out that he did it because I didn't tell him or anything. And then I got in shit because I hadn't told Dad about it. And Ashton was at my place.
Yeah.
And he was just like, what's the deal? He's got this weed dealer around here, this little jazz cigarette guy. I'm going to say Dad was the ultimate dad when it came down to it. Sat us down and said, all right, guys, who's got the dope? All right. Because I'm clearly straight out of the 70s. Dad's just
Dad knows.
That dad knows what's up. Hand it over, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, good old Peter.
Then are you end up playing soccer with Brett Jiggins, like,
I don't,
years
I
later,
don't remember.
Like
who
Ashton's
that is.
Cousin or whatever.
All right.
And, like, yeah, I ran actually kind of friends with him just because I was on the soccer team with him for ages. But he is fucking wild.
Oh, my God. Oh, cool, we, dude. Man, we're going to have to draw out a family tree for people to know what the fuck we're talking about now.
He's a cool dude, but he's just had the craziest stories. Like, he got stabbed at Castle Hill Tavern. Like,
holy
all this
cow.
Crazy stuff.
Like, wow.
These guys, like, just held him down and then just stabbed him in the chest, like, 8 times. And I was just like,
eight times in the chest?
Yeah. And how is he not dead?
He's still alive.
I don't know. He didn't bleed out or anything. Like, they got an ambulance there quickly and all this stuff.
It sounds like the hardest cunt ever.
Yeah, he was just, like, he just had stories like that. And I was
oh
just
my
like,
God.
What?
Wow.
Well, if he was anything like Ashton, he might have got stabbed once and then embellished it just
I
a touch.
I saw him without a chest on his shirt on. He showed me. Like, he had, like,
for real?
Marks.
Fucking hell.
Wow.
That's wild, intense.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, damn. Well, hey, man, on that amazing note of getting stabbed 8 times, we might wind it up because you've got to get to your gig tonight.
Yeah, I
got to
run.
But before you go, let's talk about where your gig is, because it's at Mr. Falcons, right?
I'm just doing a spot tonight, but the show is at Mr. Falcons in Glebe every Saturday in Glebe at 8 p.m.
Sweet. So just we're going to release this tomorrow, so what are the actual dates?
So it's the show's left to the 13th, the 20th, and the 27th of August.
Beautiful.
Cool. Yep.
Head along to that. Yep. He's literally the funniest person we know. Go check it out. And see if you can pick what piece he used of one of my stories in his act.
Yeah.
See if you can figure out
what
it is.
Well, I've changed the name as of when are you going to come this weekend?
Possibly.
I'll make sure I change it by then.
Oh, right. Oh, no. You've really embellished it.
Like, hang on a second.
No, it'll be good. It's the first one was packed out. It's a nice little room and it's cool. I think it's a good show. Hopefully.
That's cool.
Do they have regular open mics at Mr. Falcons?
I just did this all on my own. I just wanted to put on an hour show, and the normally you do like Sydney Fringe or something, pay registration and go through this and all that, and this just costs a lot of money. But the venue I loved, and they're like, we'll give it to you for free.
Oh, that's so good.
For the month. And that's how I've kept tickets of $5.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've already paid off like all my advertising and stuff from the first show.
That's awesome.
So now it's like I can keep prices low. Everyone can take a punt on it. Come on, like just...
Why isn't everyone doing this? Yeah.
$5 is awesome. A beer. Like, yeah. It's like you'll go watch the show. I know just from being broke, like if something's 10 or 5, I might go to the 5, but sometimes I'll be like, oh, I can't justify the 10.
Right. Yeah,
it's $5 beers as well and a $5 show.
That's cool.
Fuck yeah.
That's a steal.
Man. All right, sweet,
yeah,
man.
So if you're into it, the tickets are online at Try Booking.
Cool, cool.
Which I think is an extra dollar.
All right.
I apologize.
Oh, no.
Oh,
man, you really screwed us on this one, Jared.
Yeah, sorry. Or you can just show up and it's $5.
Sweet, at the door.
Mr. Falcons, Glebe.
Yeah.
92 Glebe Point Road.
GEARD, by the way. Yeah. And
show's called Only Getting Funnier, so... Hopefully it'll be funny. The idea is every week it'll get better. But who knows?
Bray, man, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much. Boys.
And cheers. It's been awesome to see you again.
It's good to be on the longest running podcast in the universe.
Hell yeah. Let's keep it going. You're literally the first podcast we've done in over a month. So
welcome. Please come back some other time.
Can do, baby.
Like we like to say every week.
Spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lens.
Peace.